Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to ReadyTech Half Year Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question during this session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Mark Washbourne, Chief Executive Officer of ReadyTech. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the conference call for ReadyTech's financial results for the year ended 31 December 2019. I'm Mark Washbourne, CEO of ReadyTech, and joining me on the call today is ReadyTech's CFO, Nimesh Shah. For today's results presentation, I'll first provide an overview of our group results and key themes, as well as a summary of the continued momentum we're making on our strategic priorities, which is focused on future growth. Nimesh will then provide details of our group financial results, including profit and loss, balance sheet, cash flow, and segment earnings. I will conclude with the outlook for the year ending 30th June 2020. On slide two of our presentation, I'll start with an overview of the key operational and financial highlights for the period. I'm pleased to report that we have delivered a solid set of financial results for the half. Importantly, we have achieved our prospectus pro forma revenue of $35.1 million and EBITDA target of $14.6 million for the 2019 calendar year. Between the halves, ReadyTech exceeded the prospectus revenue forecast by 1% in the second half of FY 2019, offset by a shortfall of circa $300,000 in H1 FY 2020. This shortfall in H1 was related to a shift in the cross-sell of Esher House products from an anticipated Q2 to Q3 of FY 2020. For the first half, pro forma revenue of $19.2 million was up 19.9% on the prior corresponding half. On an organic basis, pro forma revenue was up 13.2%. Underlying EBITDA increased 35.9% on the prior half and was up 28.9% on an organic basis. We continue to enjoy very high rates of client retention, with client revenue retention of 95%, while also increasing average revenue per client, which was up 8% on the prior half. We continue to generate strong cash with an operating cash conversion ratio as a percentage of EBITDA of 86%. As I explained at the full year results last August, an important metric in our business is the customer lifetime value to customer acquisition cost ratio. For the first half, the CLTV to CAC ratio was 7.2x compared to 6.9x for FY 2019. Moving to slide three, I'd like to highlight some key achievements over the half. I'm really pleased to report that we have made significant progress in both our education and employment segments, as well as in our corporate function. Of course, one of the key achievements was the landmark enterprise contract win with Bendigo, TAFE, and Kangan Institute for our flagship student management system, JR+. This is a $7 million contract with initial five-year software subscription following a very thorough market evaluation by the client. The win validates our investment in innovative cloud-based and advanced technology alongside our range of value-added services designed to penetrate larger, higher value customers in the tertiary education segment. We continue to attract new and higher value clients with the spend from new clients won 3.5x greater than that from clients that churned. We also increased our average revenue per client by offering additional modules, upselling greater value to clients, and through an overall increase in user subscriptions. Average revenue per client was up over 8% to $9,600 per client. Our strategy to increase cross-selling opportunities is bearing fruit with increased cross-sell, particularly of our Esher House product, winning multiple new contracts in the half. We continued our commitment to R&D with over $10 million invested during the year in new product development to deliver further innovation and value to customers. Acquisitions remain an important part of our overall growth strategy, and we successfully completed the highly complementary acquisitions of both Zambian and WageLink in the half. Sales and product integration are progressing well, including the launch of HR3+, a unified payroll and workforce management system. Finally, we continue to invest in our people, which is fundamental to our success. As well as a strong focus on staff education and leadership programs, we are adding new talent in the critical areas of customer success, business development, and enterprise contract delivery. In summary, we continue to deliver across all our strategic priorities during the half, which all work to create a very strong platform for ReadyTech for future growth. On slide 4 is an overview of our group financial results. For the half, we continue to generate strong growth at both the top line and also in earnings for our education and employment segments. That's led to a 35.9% increase in underlying EBITDA for the half, with underlying EBITDA margin at 43% compared to 39% for the prior half. As I said earlier, I'm also pleased to say that we have achieved our CY19 prospectus targets of $35.1 million in revenue and EBITDA of $14.6 million on an organic basis. Nimesh will provide shortly a more detailed discussion of these financial results. In the meantime, I'll spend a few slides outlining our growth strategy in further detail. On slide 6, in terms of what we do at ReadyTech, here's a short recap. ReadyTech is a SaaS provider of highly trusted, mission-critical people management systems across both education and employment segments. And through these platforms and via a SaaS business model, we have a 20-year track record of organic growth and uninterrupted profitability. Firstly, on education. Within this segment, on slide 7, our student management system, also known as an SMS, forms the central component of the modern tertiary education institution technology and the source of truth for student records, managing the full student life cycle from student acquisition and enrollment to graduation and alumni management. On slide 8, JR Plus, our flagship student management system, is a cloud-based, purpose-built platform to support the complex and evolving needs of Australia's enterprise-level tertiary education providers. This is the next generation in student management system, which provides ReadyTech with significant competitive advantages and opportunities as large institutions undertake digital transformation projects in the years ahead. The market fundamentals are supportive for the solutions we provide to this sector. Increasingly, customers are seeking agility and as well as flexibility to evolve technology and maintain ever-changing regulatory requirements. They also want to improve the overall student experience, and they need to do that in an efficient and productive manner, and our solution meets all these requirements. JR Plus is a pure cloud offering, which means we have agile development and regular releases via our subscription offering. One of the strongest endorsements of our product was the contract that we announced in January with Bendigo TAFE and Kangan Institute. Following an extensive competitive tender process, the TAFE chose JR Plus as its technology platform to manage the end-to-end student life cycle and evolve the student experience into the future. JR Plus will manage an expected 40,000 enrolled students annually at 10 campuses in Melbourne and across Victoria, and will be used by more than 800 TAFE staff. The contract is valued at $7 million, including an initial 5-year software subscription. On slide 9, across the tertiary education sector, we provide a range of market-leading technology solutions, including to TAFE, university, pathway providers, as well as private education customers. On slide 10, this slide gives you an appreciation of the significant opportunity we have in our addressable market in education. Within TAFEs and universities, we've been progressively demonstrating our credentials, which has led to key contracts such as the Bendigo Kangan TAFE I mentioned on the previous slide, as well as the University of Queensland last year. Of course, we continue to also maintain market-leading positions in the small to medium-sized vet market, which is predominantly made up of private colleges. In short, we see the industry as increasingly attractive, with Australian tertiary education and training industry ICT spend expenditure at $1.85 billion for 2020. We remain well placed to grow our position in the key segments of this overall market. On to slide 11, our other segment, of course, at ReadyTech is in employment. And here we provide mission-critical payroll, HR administration, and workforce management solutions through our leading brands, which exhibit strong levels of trust in the market. These solutions target the mission-critical payroll function as the entry point for attracting loyal customers. Once our trusted and our advanced payroll is embedded into customers' workflows, they are more likely to add ReadyTech's HR administration and range of other modules to further boost productivity. On to slide 12, across the employment market, we provide a broad offering of payroll and HR administration technology, as well as managed services, and we increasingly target higher value customers. On slide 13, as you'll see in the half, we completed the highly strategic acquisition of Zambian to enhance ReadyTech's employment product offering. With a state-of-the-art cloud-based workforce management capability, which is in essence a time and attendance and rostering capability, ReadyTech has the opportunity to upsell this new module into our significant employment customer base. Since the acquisition, integration has progressed well, and we have launched HR3 Plus into the Australian market, a unified payroll and workforce management solution, which we are confident positions us to drive future growth with a higher average revenue per client offering. On to slide 14, in terms of growth initiatives, we've demonstrated a track record of growth, and we expect this to continue by pursuing a range of opportunities to maintain those strong growth rates into the future. Let me briefly summarize our growth strategy. In technology, we continue to invest in R&D with an annual spend of over $10 million to deliver new innovation and value to our customers, which underpins long-term sustainable growth for ReadyTech. That includes additional features and modules. Now, for education, that includes student services, online enrollment, and student engagement tools, while innovating with market-leading new build features for the most complex clients, including mass scheduling, which is fit for purpose for international and higher education providers. In employment, value-add adoption is being driven through new modules such as time and attendance and rostering, onboarding, workplace health and safety, business intelligence, and employee self-service. For existing clients, we are focused on growing average revenue per customer by upselling our modules and cross-selling other value-added services, including new technology such as workforce management via HR3 Plus and other modules as previously outlined. We continue to target winning higher value customers, and we have a current pipeline of over $14 million in potential opportunities. In employment, we're targeting sectors with payroll complexity, such as retail and hospitality. The recent contract with large retailer Glassons is a good example of that approach. Finally, the business remains well capitalized to acquire complementary technology and or new customer bases across both education and employment segments. ReadyTech will actively seek quality opportunities to buy, build and partner, where adding additional functionality and services will deliver value for our customers and contribute to a return on investment for our shareholders. I'll now hand over to Nimesh to go through our financials in further detail.
Thanks, Mark. So on slide 16 is the overview of the financial result for the half. As Mark said, it's a strong set of results. The total revenue is up 19.9% to $19.2 million. That was driven by a combination of new client wins and increased sales to existing customers. Organic revenue was up by 13.2%. You can see the benefit of our scalable platforms, where the increase in revenue translates to a high percentage in growth in earnings, with underlying EBITDA increasing by just under 36% to $8.3 million from $6.1 million in the prior half. That lift in earnings comes despite our ongoing investment in sales and marketing, as well as R&D to support top-line growth. Underlying NPAT, which is underlying profit after tax, excluding acquired amortization expense, increased by 73.8% to $4.3 million. Turning to the segment results, let me start with education. Revenue increased by 11% on the prior half to $10.7 million. EBITDA was $4.8 million compared to $3.7 million in the prior half, which is up 30%. We have continued growth from strong client wins and greater spend by clients through customers using more of our modules across the ReadyTech platform. The upsell of Isher House to our existing job-ready client base performed well, with a strong pipeline continuing into this half. In the education segment, the client lifetime value to CAC ratio also improved from 6.2 times in FY19 to 7.1 times for the half. On employment, turning to employment slide, total revenue including acquisitions increased by 35% to $8.5 million. And on an organic basis, revenue was up 17% for the half, with EBITDA margin remaining broadly consistent. We've benefited from strong new client wins growth over the year. Spend from existing clients also improved from module uptakes through targeted campaigns from our account management team. As Mark said, the integration of Zambian's rostering and time and attendance products are performing well and in line with our expectations. And for the employment sector, the customer lifetime value to customer acquisition cost improved from 7.1 times in FY19 to 7.3 times. Turning to slide 19, which shows that ReadyTech continues to be highly cash generative, with cash flow from operations increasing by 29% to $7.1 million. We had a minor impact on working capital from the shift in annual subscription payments of some key job-ready clients from Q2 to Q3 in FY20, and which is just a timing difference. Cash flow conversion remains strong with an operating cash flow conversion ratio as a percent of EBITDA of 86%. Capitalized development costs and capital expenditure remain broadly in line with depreciation and amortization. On slide 20, it talks about the capital structure. As disclosed at the full year in August, we successfully arranged new debt facilities, now totaling $27.5 million. We continue to have substantial headroom with these facilities and operate comfortably within our banking covenants. So now I'll hand over to Mark to conclude with the outlook.
Thanks very much, Nimesh. On to slide 21, turning to the outlook for the full year 2020. ReadyTech expects a FY20 total revenue growth rate of approximately 20% with an organic revenue growth rate in the early double digits. We expect FY20 underlying EBITDA margin to be approximately 40%. In the medium term, we continue to believe the changing nature of education and employment provides significant opportunities for the company. We're heavily invested in maintaining our forward-thinking culture to ensure that we stay open to innovative ideas and these opportunities so we can grow the value we provide both for our customers as well as our investors into the future. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the investor presentation. We are now happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask questions on the phone, please press star 1 and wait for a name to be announced. If you would like to cancel a request, you can also press the pound or hash key. Once again, to ask questions, please press star 1. Our first question comes from the line of Mitch Sonigan from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mark and Nimesh. Thanks for taking my questions. Just a quick one first up on that outlook for sort of double-digit growth there. Can you maybe just touch across your thoughts for the two different divisions in the second half? Obviously, employment had pretty strong organic growth in that first half as a PCP at 17% and education at 11%. Just a little bit more thoughts on how you're thinking there. That'd be great.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch. Look, we've said as a group, wide base is low, double digits growth for the business. Across the segments, we see continued growth, both the segments. Well, obviously, we had an organic growth of 17% for this half employment. We continue to see the upside growth going forward, in particular with the integration with Zambian. The pipeline's very strong. And on the education side, once again, continued growth on the win of the tertiary educations, as Mark indicated on the call, we've won a short house upsell to existing job ready clients, so that will flow into the second half. The impact of BKI will be immaterial for this half because of obviously the accounting standards that will flow into the FY21 financial year.
Okay, great. And just touching on the pipeline, $14 million, but you note with high conviction. I guess just thinking about the recent TAFE contract win, does that change your priorities at all? And are there any expected costs required to maybe if you pursue more of those similar size contracts? And just in that same vein, can you sort of touch on what you're seeing in that part of the business in terms of tenders at the moment or maybe tenders you expect over the next 12 months?
Yeah, great question. Thanks for that, Mitch. So, as in the deck, we have on a gross basis over $14 million in the pipeline, and roughly two-thirds of that is in the education segment. I think we certainly have had some strengthening of conviction. There are multiple what we consider to be enterprise deals that we're working on that are at various stages of progress as well as conviction. I think we'd certainly say that the win with BKI considerably increases our profile and exposure in the market, and we think that that will be very helpful to continue to grow that pipeline. Priorities don't really change. This has been a strategic focus for some time. We do feel though that there is further opportunity to invest in the whole go-to-market piece around sales and marketing, continue to attract further those types of customer. Of course, we're very attracted to those types of customer by the size of the contracts and also the quality of the revenue over time.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Maybe for Nimesh there, just with the education segment there just being slightly behind, and you mentioned that, should we expect that flow through from Measure House upsell to get back more towards the probably prior full year expectations you have for that business? I guess it was sort of $1 million below.
Yeah, no, we expect from what the prior growth rate was. There was a shift in getting the issuers expected to existing job-ready clients. We knew about it. It's actually happened in Q3 of this half. It's already occurred, and so you'll see the full impact coming to this half. So, no issues there.
Okay, great. And just a final one from me. Just touching on the time attendance and rostering sell into the HR3 customer base, maybe can you provide some sensitivity to the revenue generation you might get from increasing that penetration from the current 30% up to 40% or 50%, and maybe how long you think that'll take, and I guess just what you're hearing from the customers when you're going through that sales pitch at the moment.
Yeah, no, thanks, Mitch. So obviously we are roughly four months into that, and the overall, from a technology perspective and a positioning perspective, that's going very well. We're certainly starting to build a strong pipeline. We're also invested very heavily in ensuring that upsell and that transition process happens as smoothly as possible. So, we understand that in that employment segment, there would be approximately over 30% of those customers would have a need for time and attendance. I think that some of the recent changes going on with Modern Awards, yeah, are provide a strong tailwind to further adoption of time and attendance over time. We're confident over the next 2 to 3 years that we'll be able to make good and solid penetration into that HR3, particularly that customer base, as well as the AussiePay customer base as well, that should certainly drive significant additional revenue.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that. That's all from me.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you for the question.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Bryan from Wilsons. Please go ahead.
Mark, Nimesh, good morning. Well done on another set of really good numbers. Keen just to talk in terms of education. Obviously, the year started really well with the win with Bendigo. Also important to not overlook University of Queensland. Could you just give us an update, please, to how those discussions are going and how that contract's faring with UQ, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. So working through the final stages of that project, vast majority of the project elements and the deployments are complete. As we said last time, there was surfaced during the project some additional requirements for the project by the University of Queensland. And due to that, as well as some impact of client readiness, the go-live date is now targeted at Q4. And UQ also continue to be a very strong reference site for us, as was the case for the BKI procurement.
Perfect. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. As a reminder, if it's star 1 to ask a question. We appear to have no more questions on the line. I'd like to hand the call back to Mr. Washbourne for closing remarks.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for tuning into the call and thanks for the questions. And we look forward to meeting many of you over the next couple of weeks on our Investor Roadshow. So thanks very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.